Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Heartland Rock and Roll right there. John Cougar, Mellencamp. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Silverman's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO, and founder of Corporate Turnaround, a small business restructuring firm, and co-author of Small Business Survival Book, along with our other good friend, Barbara Weltman. They co-authored that outstanding book. I encourage you to check it out. CorporateTurnaround.com, is that right?
That's correct, my friend.
So check that out. Tell the audience what you do specifically.
Somebody comes to us, and their cash flow has been absolutely decimated. Almost all of our clients have stopped taking salary. As a matter of fact, instead of the business supporting them, they're using their personal money,
right,
their nest egg, whatever they have in the bank,
mm-hmm,
to fund their business. So the tide has completely shifted against them, and they're still fighting in business, and
desperate.
They hope things get better. But they need help. They need a plan. And what we do for these companies is very simple. We take as little money as possible to get them out of a huge financial mess. That's exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an idea, it's basically an interest payment. That's what we get. So if you have $100,000 in debt, we'll use about $2,000, $1,500 a month, and we use that small amount of money to get you out of debt. That's it, and it's an incredible thing, and we save the lives of so many people.
So when you're getting phone calls, when you're being cut off by people that you owe money to, and maybe it's suppliers or whatever, if you're getting calls from your bank, that kind of thing, when those things start coming, when they first begin, that's when you need to start saying, okay, I need help. You don't need to wait till you're, that's all your life is about.
Mm-hmm.
When they first start coming, right, Jerry? When they first start coming, if you have an element of your life, I'm not talking about where you've got cash flow ups and downs that you have to fill in here and there, that are seasonal or whatever. But if a part of your day, every day, some part of your day, every day, is dealing with what we're talking about, you need to admit that I need help, don't you, Jerry?
Jim, you know,
wait too long.
It's one thing to see things on paper. You don't have to. You feel it in your stomach. Okay, that's how you know you need the help. When you have that financial strain that you take to bed with you every night and you can't sleep and it's affecting your health and it's affecting your relationships with your family, all those things happen. It's not just about money. That's what happens to our clients, that they are at a certain point and they virtually all say the same thing, Jim. Why didn't I do this 6 months earlier? Why didn't I do this before?
How many people do you talk to every day where you actually have to say to them, I can't help you, you've gone too far?
Almost never.
Okay, good.
Almost never, because I said we're using as little money as possible. We
right.
can truly get people out of debt with less than
but,
1%,
but
and
the
less than
who,
on their debt.
But the people who are close to that point are the ones that's going to take longer to work out, right? If they want to work
of
out
course.
Of it. If they call you earlier, if they call somebody like you, call the bank, get some help, because you're not a folks. I'm going to remind you, I'm not talking to you from some ivory tower. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not a good solver of your own problems at that point. What do you think, Gary?
Jim, it's a feeling thing. Like I said, these people that's when they know. It's not like I can say, oh, my cash flow is going to be tight. They feel it in their gut.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way out of it. And when you have that pain, it's like when you stop banging your head against the wall, it feels great. And too often these people, and we speak to them. That's how we know. When we first talk to them, they're in dire financial circumstances, and they tell us about it, and they tell us about their hardships that they're having with their business, with their family, all personal. They have all these things going on. I can't make them sign a contract. I can't make them make that commitment for us to restructure their debts for them, to work out new terms with their creditors. Mm-hmm. And then when they finally do, they all say the same thing. I wish I had done this before.
Right.
Just today I saw an example right on my screen, a settlement that was made with a creditor yesterday. It was incredible, and it lifted the burden. You saw the hardship, his written hardship, how hard it was.
And these are people that continue to they're able to continue to do business, and they ultimately work out of their problems.
Exactly. We work it out for them. You couldn't ask for more. We work it out for them with what little they can afford. Mm-hmm. And the payment that we take from them, Jim, covers our fee and the payment to the creditor. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly how heavy or lack of heavy this is.
Are you able to work with their banks? Are you able to work with their banks as well if they're upside down, overdrawn, that kind of thing?
Can I tell you something? When we started the business, the answer was no. We typically did not work with secured creditors. Now we work with everyone, SBA loans. If you're having cash flow problems and we can just tell the truth to the creditors, we can get out of that. It's not getting out of it. It's just creating new terms with the creditor.
If you call Jerry or if you call somebody, get some help. CorporateTurnaround.com is Jerry's website. There are others out there. We know Jerry, so obviously I recommend him. Get some help if you have issues. Don't try to do it on your own. Get some help. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small businesses. Stay with
us. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Take care. Come back soon. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.